It's for teachers. The proceeds from the sales will benefit the foundation and the Parent Teacher Association from the school where that artwork came from. Executive Director Roxanne Bossenbrook says the foundation has a lot of drawings to choose from.
We're trying to make it to have a good selection or a good variety. And actually, we have probably, from some schools, we have up to 10 choices. So we hope to rotate the cards on the site on a monthly basis so you can go and buy something new regularly.
The cards can be ordered individually or mailed to the school by the foundation, or somebody can buy packs of the cards and send them themselves. The idea came from a small school district in Indianapolis, which has raised $4,000 so far. Bossenbrook says CUSF hopes to raise at least that much. The website for the cards is cuschoolsfoundation.org. CU Schools Foundation is all one word. The itinerary is set for the head of the nation's Veterans Affairs System to take a first-hand look at a Southern Illinois VA hospital. Major surgeries were halted there last year because of a surge in patient deaths. VA Secretary James Peek will tour the Marion VA tomorrow morning, then take part in a public town hall meeting. Investigators say at least 9 deaths between October of 2006 and March 2007 were deemed directly attributable to substandard care at the Marion VA. 2 Kentucky widows are suing the federal government over their husbands' deaths there. It's not yet clear when major surgeries will resume at the site. An American teenager, David Boehm, was standing at a bus stop in a West Bank town near Jerusalem 12 years ago when terrorists opened fire, fatally shooting him. But a case that's been dragging through the courts for 8 years isn't over who pulled the trigger in the May 1996 murder. It's about who must pay the damages. And a federal appeals court is still trying to come up with the answer. Last December, a 3-judge panel of the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago threw out a lower court's order requiring several U.S.-based Islamic groups to pay $156 million to Boehm's family. But now the appeals court is second-guessing itself and revisiting the emotionally charged case, the first filed under a 1991 law allowing American victims of international terrorism to recover triple damages. The top Republican in the Illinois House says voters should decide who replaces retiring politicians on the general election ballot. Currently, party officials fill ballot vacancies that open up after the primaries. But State Representative Tom Cross, the head of the Republicans in the House, says both parties have abused that power.
Bottom line for us is this shouldn't be about a few guys or women in a back room saying you're going to be the next state rep or state senator or whatever position, and that needs to stop. Now, to the extent it applies to families, it applies to families.
Cross is referring to several Illinois political dynasties. Most recently, Democratic officials chose Emil Jones III to run for his father's state Senate seat this November. Cross says he's still working out the details of the plan, but all candidates would have to run in special primary elections. The proposal would cover statewide offices, the Illinois General Assembly, and the Cook County Board. More than 2,000 volunteers are expected to work tomorrow in Indianapolis on cleaning up a 75-mile stretch of the White River. They'll remove dumped trash and debris that mar the river's appearance. The effort's a sign of greater interest in the main river through central Indiana, but the river continues to have high pollution levels, especially in urban areas where raw sewage often flows into it from sewer systems. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe, offering breakfast from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and lunches from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, and catering. Bevere Cafe is student-operated on the second floor of Bevere Hall, corner of Gregory and Goodwin, Urbana.
It's 4:34, an update on our weather now with AM 580's Mike Sola.
Well, Tom, everybody's attention is on Ike, but we're going to have our weather problems of our own. In fact, some of the watches have been issued. They don't go into effect for the area until, well, Ford Livingston and Iroquois, 10 o'clock tonight through Sunday evening for a flood watch. And the rest of our severe weather coverage area is under a flash flood watch Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening. And across Illinois and Indiana, heavy rain will fall this evening across northern and northwestern Illinois, and they do have some flood watches or flash flood watch in northwestern Illinois for tonight. And again, the flood watch for northeastern Illinois and across northern Indiana from tomorrow afternoon through Sunday evening. And again, the flash flood watch for the rest of our severe weather coverage area. And just to the south of us, also a flash flood watch. Right now in Crawford County in Indiana, they do have a severe thunderstorm warning. They're seeing some heavy rain, storm capable of producing penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. So we're already starting to see some of the rougher weather. And over the course of the next couple days, say the end of the rain by sunrise Monday, Some areas could see a general 2 to 4 inch soaking with as much as 6 inches of rain in some localized areas. So if you have anybody who's in a flood-prone area, you might want to make room for them in your place. Flash flood watch in effect Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for Champaign-Urbana. Cloudy and muggy tonight with showers, perhaps a few thunderstorms, and a low of 68. More rain tomorrow, the high at 83 degrees. It's 435. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We have an exclusive report now on the Pentagon's efforts to go after al-Qaeda and the Taliban in the mountains of northwest Pakistan. NPR has learned that last week's raid by U.S. Special Operations Forces into Pakistan from Afghanistan is part of a new intensified effort to go after terrorists between now and Election Day. NPR's Tom Bowman is here with the story. Tom, what have you learned?
Well, Melissa, government sources tell my colleague Tom Jelton and me